सहनाववतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं.
Those who have the books, please open the books, 18th chapter. Start to follow from the first sloka, and Uncle Ji is going to give the thought flow of 56 sloka, so it will be marathon.
So 56 slokas in 56 minutes. Okay, so are you all ready?
Try to follow if you can.
Try to follow it as far possible. It's a thought flow.
The thought flow.
From verse 1?
Yeah.
Verse 1,
sloka 18th. 1.
18th
but
chapter.
I will be very fast.
Yes. So that's why you just follow.
So chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita starts with the question of Arjuna. Arjuna says, Sanyasasya Mahabhavo Tattam Ichami Veditum Tyagasacha Rishikesa Pithak Kesani Krudana. Oh Lord, please tell me, what is the difference between Tyag and Sanyas? These two words are being used by you from starting from chapter number 2. But the end of this 17th chapter also, I still have got a doubt. Please tell me, what is the difference between Tyag and Sanyas? The Lord says, okay, let me tell you, give you the opinions of few people, then after that I will tell my opinion. He says, Kamyanam Karmananyasam Sanyasam Kavyo Vidhu. First opinion, it says, some people say, if you renounce, give up Kamya Karma, desire-prompted actions, then it is Sanyas. And we have seen, there are how many types of karmas are there? I'm not going to ask you. Nitya karma, naimitya karma, prayaschit karma, upasana, kamya karma, and nishiddha karma. Out of six, if you are able to give up kamya karma, desire prompted action, according to some opinion, it is sannyas. Second opinion, sarva karma falatyagam prahustyagam vichachana. What is tyaga? It is renouncing the or giving up the karma fal, fruit of action. Giving up the fruit of action. What is the meaning of giving up fruit of action? Does that mean that after working for 30 days, when I get a paycheck next month, at the beginning of the next month, I should come and offer it to the Lord? Is it karma phalatyag, giving up the fruit of action? No. Here that means that not craving for a specific fruit of action is karma phalatyaga. Specific means, I want this and only this. Then there will be sorrow. Definitely there will be sorrow. So, sarva karma phalatyagam. If you give up that craving for a specific fruit of action, that is karma phalatyaga. It is called tyaga. Tyajyam dosvaditi eke karma prahur manishina. Third opinion. We should not do any karma. Why? Because the karma binds us. Karma is the cause for our bondage. Because of the karma, we have to take birth. For good karma, we go to the higher loka. For the bad karma, we come to this loka or the lower loka. Then the fourth opinion is, yagya dan tapa karma na tyajam iti chapare. The fourth opinion says, yagya, dan, tapa, these should not be given up. What is yagya? Yagya is fire ritual. One name of the Vishnu is yagya. In Vishnu Sahasranam you will find the word yagya. Yagya for Vishnu. So all our actions should be for Vishnu. All our actions for Vishnu means all our actions should be for the happiness of the Vishnu. At this point of time we do all our actions for our happiness. Lord wants us only to change this attitude. Do whatever we are doing. Instead of for your own happiness, you should do the actions for the happiness of the Lord. Only this much change is needed. What will happen? We'll see that. If you do this thing. Dana, you know. Tapa, what is tapa? Manasya indriyanam ekagran param tapah. If you are able to control your mind and senses, that is the param tapa, austerity. The Lord says, the fourth opinion says, yajna dana tapah karma na tyajyam iti chapare. The fourth opinion says, you should not give up these three. You should do yajna, you should do dana, you should do the tapa also. Then Lord said, nishyam surunume tatra tyage varasatnama tyago hi purusa vyagra trivida samprakrita. Tyag is also three types. Here let me explain you what is the tyag and sannyas. Tyag is the renunciation of specific fruit of action. Specific. Not craving for specific fruit action is tyag. Sannyas is renunciation or giving up of ego. So two steps for realization. Number one is giving up the fruit of action. Giving up fruit of action means not craving for a specific fruit of action is the first step. And number two is giving up the ego. That is sannyas. We have seen many times, consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva. Consciousness, that means atman, or brahman plus ego is equal to jiva. Jiva minus ego is equal to consciousness or brahman. Simple, very simple mathematics. So if you are able to give up your ego, you become brahman. The day you are successful in giving up or renouncing your ego, you become Brahman on that day. So sannyas means what? Renouncing your ego. That is sannyas. Then Lord said, yajna dana tapah karma na tyajyam karyam ev tatah. Lord seconds the opinion of the fourth opinion of the wise people that yes, yajna dana tapah karma should be done. Why it should be done? Yajyodan tapasseva pavanani manichinam. That purifies your mind. In realization, there are only two steps. Step number one is purification of mind. Step number two is getting knowledge. Purifying mind takes a lot of time. It may take many janma also, many births. But someday you have to start. Even if it takes many births, if you start thinking, is janma hoga nahi, so why should I start? No. If you start in this janma, then your subtle body is purified. Even if it is purified by 0.001%, your purified mind, to that extent, you are getting in the next birth. So one should start purifying mind as early as possible. Etan api tu karmani sangam takta phalani cha kartyavani iti. Kartabhyani iti me partha nishitam mata uttamam. Etanapi, these yajna dana tapa also should be done with the attitude sangam takta phalani cha. Don't get attached to the action and phalani fruit of action. Fruit of action means don't crave for a specific fruit of action. Sangam takta, don't attach to the action. Many people we see that they go to serve in the temple or they come to the mission to serve. They are attached to one type of work. If they are managing sandals, for 10 years they will continue to the sandal store, sandal stand. If you tell them, no, ab isko chodo bhai, you come inside and do this thing. No, I am happy there. Attached to that action. The Lord says, you do all these things, sangam takta, without attachment, and phalam takta. Niyatasya tu sannyasa karmanu na upavadyate mohatasya parityaga tamasa parikirtita. What is niyata karma? Nitya karma. There are six types of karma, I said. You have to be very, very attentive. Nitya, naimittik, upasana and prayaschit, these four are called niyata karma. Niyata karma. Again, this word will come niyat. And I will ask you this question again. So, nitya, naimittik, prayaschit and upasana, these four are called niyata karma. Lord says, niyatasya tu sannyasa karmanu na upavadyate. You should not leave these four. If you leave these four, the purification of mind will not happen. So the goal of life is to purify our mind and get the knowledge. Mohatasya parityaga tamasya parikirta. If you leave this out of delusion, mohat, because of your wrong understanding, that is tamasik tyaga. That is called tamasik tyaga. You are actually not acting, not doing any action. What is rajasik tyaga? Dukkham iti eva tyat karma kaya klesh bhayat tyajet sa kritva rajasam tyagam naiva tyaga phalam labhet. If you don't do your niyat karma, what is niyat karma? Nitya naimittik prayaschinda upasana. If you don't do it because it is giving me sorrow. What is nitya karma? Nitya karma, you have got a duty toward yourself, you have got a duty toward your family, you have got a duty toward society, you have got a duty toward your country, you have got a duty toward universe. You have to expand this way. I have got this duty. And if you fail to do your duty, why? Because it is giving me dukkha. I don't want to take care of my family because family is giving me sorrow. That is rajasik tyaga. If you don't do it, then it is rajasik tyaga. What is sanyasa? What is sattvik tyaga? Karyam iti eva yat karma niyatam kriyate arjuna sangam takta phalam chaiva sa tyaga sattviko mata. That is sattvik tyaga, in which karyam iti eva yat karma, it is my duty, I have to do nitya, naimittik, prayaschit and upasana karma because it is my duty. I have got no choice. In the case of tamasik and the rajasik tyag, both have given up action. But the sattvik tyagi, he is doing his action, he is doing his niyat karma, but he has renounced in his head what sangam taktva phalam chaiva. He is not attached to the action. And he is not attached to the specific fruit of action. That is sattvik tyag. So in sattvik tyag, action is being done. In the rajasik and tamasik tyag, you are not acting at all. Sattvik tyag is the best. Na dveshti akusalam karma kusale nanu sajjate tyagi sattva samabhishto medha bichini sansaya. Even when you are doing this thing, what will happen? Sometimes the kamya karma will come. Kamya karma is akusalam. Why kamya karma is akusalam? Because kamya karma binds. So even if a person is doing the sadhana, doing his niyat karma, sometimes the kamya karma will crop up. So he is not affected. No, he knows that this kamya karma has come. It is going to bind. Or kusale nanu sajjate, the karma which is not going to bind me. When we are doing the karma yoga, that karma don't bind us. But he is not also attached to that also. Tyagi sattva samavishta. He is a tyagi but established in the sattva. Medhavi. He is a medhavi. He is a wise person. Why? He will be able to discriminate between nitya and anitya. Therefore my medhavi. Chinna sansaya. He has got no doubt. No doubt about the jagat and no doubt about the atman. We don't know the nature of jagat and we don't know the atman. But sattva samavishta yogi, tyagi, he knows this thing. Then Lord says, nahi devrita sakyam taktum karmani asesta yastu karmphala tyagi satyagi abhidhiyate. Have you heard the surname tyagi? In India some of the people have got the tyagi. Lord is ready to give all of us the title surname tyagi, provided. He says, yes to karmaphala tyagi. If you become karmaphala tyagi, if you don't crave for the specific fruit of action, act in the world but don't crave for the specific fruit of action, Lord says, I will call you tyagi. Because you have started your journey. The journey starts with the karmaphala tyag and the ends with the sannyas. What is sannyas? Renunciation of ego is sannyas. And what is tyag? Renunciation of fruit of action is tyag. Starting point is renunciation of fruit of action. What is the end point? Renunciation of the ego. Have we started our journey? Not yet. Anishtam ishtam misram cha trividam karmana phalam bhavati atyagi nam pretya na tu sannyasi nam kochit. Atyagi, we are not tyagi. We are all atyagi. We have not started our journey. What will happen to us? He said, whatever karma you have done, you will get anishtam. Anishtam means paap. Paap means dukkha. Ishtam means punya. Punya means sukha. Misra means mixed. Paap punya, mix. This you will get even after the death. Because whatever action we have done, it is not necessary that you will get the fruit of action immediately. In some cases you can get it. Suppose you are hungry, you eat, your hunger is satiated. But if you plant a mango tree, the fruit will come after 10 years. Similarly, there are many actions which will fructify maybe after many lives. So you have to take birth so many times to enjoy or suffer that fruit of action. So it is said, bhavati atyaginam pretya. Pretya means when he leaves this body, he goes to another body, his account continues. Your bank account may be closed at your death here, but your karma account will continue. Karma account will continue. Sukh, dukh, we have to experience. How do you say? Can you prove it? Yeah, we can prove it. A newly born baby has done nothing but is suffering. Sick, dukha. Why dukha? Dukha means must have done something wrong in the previous life. That is the karma fall is coming. So the karma account continues. Natu sannyasinam kachit, but the sannyasi will not get this. Ishtam, anishtam and misram he will not get. Who is the sannyasi? Who has renounced ego? So what happens if you renounce the ego? Consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva. Jiva minus ego is equal to consciousness. That means you have become Brahman. You have become consciousness. And Brahman is akarta. Brahman is akarta. Therefore, he will not have to take the fruit of action. Once you become a realized person, all your past account of karma are all destroyed. The moment you become a realized person in this life, all previous accounts of your karma, they all will be closed, khatam. Then Lord said, Panchetani Mahabaho Karanani Nibodhme Sankhya Kritante Proktani Siddhaye Sarvakarmanam. There are five factors in each action, which Lord didn't say earlier. Now in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita, he says, those five factors are Adhishtanam Takarta, Karnam Cha Prathak Vidam, Vividasya Prathak Cheshta, Daivam Chaivatra Panchavam. Adhishtan, for doing any action, you need a body. Then a karta, a doer is needed. Karanam, instrument. How many instruments do we have?
Five.
Any other opinion? Ten. Another opinion is ten. Anybody wants to further improve? 14. Antakaran and Bahikaran. Antakaran has got 4, Bahikaran has got 10. Bahikaran means organs of action and organs of perception. We have got 5 organs of action and 5 organs of perception. That makes 10. And Antakaran 4 is equal to 14. These 14 are needed to act in the world. Vividasya Prithak Cheshta, then you have to put in an effort. Cheshta you have to do. And Daivam Chaivatra Panchamam, the first 4 we know. We need a body, we need a doer, we need instrument, and we have to put in effort. That is known. But the devata is also a factor. Sometimes you will find when your desire is not fulfilled, that means you desire but he doesn't desire. Therefore your desire is not fulfilled. Now you understand? Whenever our desire is fulfilled, that means he has also seconded our proposal. If desire is not fulfilled, Adhishtan is there, I am trying, Sarir is there, Karta is, Doer is there, and Karan is there, instrument is there, and I am trying also, putting an effort also, but still it is not happening. That means Devta has not agreed, the Lord has not agreed. And if you are successful in your attempt, that means he has seconded your proposal. How can you do the karma? Sarir vang manor bhiya yat karma prarabhate nara nayayam va vipritam va panchete tasya hetave. You can act in 3 ways, by your body, by your speech and by your mind. So karma can be done in 3 ways, by sarir, If I push somebody, that means by body. If I say some bad word, by speech. Even if you think bad about any person, that also is a karma. You have not spoken and you have not acted according to your thought. So three ways we can do the karma. Nayayam va vipritam. Nayayam is according to the scripture. Vipritam, against the scripture. Just suppose it. Whatever is said in the scripture, you are not following it. Tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tu yah pasyati akrut buddhivat na pasyati na sa pasyati durmati. And some people says that atman is karta. In this world, there are two things only. One is Atma, another is Anatma. And Atma is always Akarta. Always remember this thing. Atma is Akarta, non-doer. If Atma is not doer, who is the doer then? The law of remainder says, another thing is Anatma. So Anatma is the doer. But some people think, no, Atma is doer. Then Lord says, Pasyati akrita buddhi vat. Buddhitvat nasa pasyati durmati. He is durmati. He is not able to see. He is not able to understand. Yasana ankrito bhava buddhi yasana lipate hatva pisaiman lokan na hanti na nibadyate. Yasana ankrito bhava, one who has no ego. If he has no ego, what he is? He is a sannyasi. He is Brahman. He is consciousness. Is it not so? Consciousness plus ego is equal to G minus ego is equal to consciousness. Yes, sir, Nahan Krita Bhava, one who does not have ego, that means he has become Brahman. Buddhi yasana lipate, and his buddhi, his intellect is not tainted by any action. Hatvapi sa iman loka, if he destroys the whole loka, all beings, if he kills all beings, nahanti, he has not killed. Nanibadyate, he is not bound by that action. He will not be suffering anything for that wrong action. That doesn't mean a realized person will do all these things. The idea behind is that the Brahman is akarta. Jnanam gyam parijyata trivida karma chodana. These are the three impulses of action. Jnanam, knowledge relating to action. Gyam, name, known object. Parijyata, knower or the subject. These are three impulses. And there are three bases of action. Karanam karma karteti trivida karma sangraha. Basis of action is karanam. You need instrument, karma, action, karteti, doers. Then Lord says, jnanam karma cha karta cha tridhaiva guna vedata prochate guna sankhyane yathava shunu tanyapi. Now Lord says, I am going to tell you about the jnanam, karma and karta. These are also three types, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. Why is he explaining all these terms? Jnanam karma karta, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, so that we can find out where are we. Are we rajasic or tamasic or sattvic? What will happen? It is said, if you are in the queue of rajas and tamas, the rebirth is guaranteed. So if you want birth again, continue to stay in the queue of rajas and tamas. If you don't want, if you are fed up with the sorrows of this life and you want mukti, liberation, no more birth, then you have to follow the sattvic path. That is why Lord is giving all these details. What is sattvic jnana? Sarva bhuteshu yenekam bhavam abhyam ichchate abhivyaktam vivyakteshu tat jnanam viddhi sattvikam. That is sattvic jnana, when you are able to see the one common factor in each and every being. Bhuteshu. Bhuteshu means in all beings you are seeing one common factor, and that common factor is abhyam, imperishable. Abhivyaktam vivyakteshu. We think these people are different, all beings are different. But he, that consciousness is undivided. Consciousness is one only. The one who is able to see beyond this conditioning, beyond this body, and sees the Atman in each and every being, be it an ant or elephant or tiger or lion, That jnana is sattvic jnana. Prithak tvena tu yad jnanam nana bhavan prithak vidhan vetti sarvesu bhutesu tad jnanam viddhi rajasam. What is rajasic jnana? Seeing the differences. Those who are not able to penetrate insight into the Atman, those who are seeing the only outer garment and they think they are different from me, that means they are rajasic. What is tamasic jnana? Yattu krishnavad ekam asmin karye saktam ahaitukam atatvarthavadalpam cha tat tamasam udharitam. That is tamasak, one who considers this small is whole. Example, Saivite thinks only Lord Shiva is all. There is no other God. Those who are Vishnu Bhakta, they think only the Vishnu is the all. There is no Shiva. And this is, and they are saktam, they are attached. Ahaitukam, there is no cause for this inference. Atatvartva alpam, this is all limited. There is no tattva in that, there is no truth in that. Tat tamas udhayatam, that is tamasing. Niyatam sangharaitam aragdvesada kritam alphal prepepsuna karma yat tat sattvikam uchyate. Now the sattvik karma. Niyatam, what is niyatam? Other than Premalji. How many types of karma are there? Nitya, Naimittika, Prayaschita, Upasana. These four together are called Niyata karma. The word has come. Niyatam sangharaitam aragdvesita kritam. You have to do the Niyat karma. That means Nitya, Naimittika, Upasana and Prayaschit. We have to do how? Sangharaitam, without getting attached to it. Ragadvesa, aragadvesita. Aragadvesita means without likes and dislikes. Many people, when the duty comes, I don't like it, I will not do. No, this is your duty, you have to do it. Aragadvesita. Aphal prepsuna, don't expect any fruit of action. Don't crave for any specific fruit of action. Tat. Yat tat sattvikam uchyate, that karma is sattvik. What is rajasik karma? So it is a yattu kama yutsuna karma sahankarena vapuna kriyate bahulayasam tat rajasam udharitam. When there is a desire that I want this fruit of action and it is done with sa ahankar, with ego, bahulayasam, with pomp and show, that is rajasik. Example, in India, if you go there and attend the reception of a rich person's wedding, so there in the reception you will find 50, 60, 70 stalls of food. Bahulayasam, lot of pomp and so. That is rajasik. What is tamasik karma? Anubandha chayam hinsam anavichya cha paurusam mohadarabhyate karma yattat tamasam uchyate. That is tamasik karma. Anubandha chayam, without considering the consequence. Kya hoga if I start doing this thing? What will happen? Hinsam, ready to harm or hurt others. Anavichya cha paurusam, my capacity, my ability, my capability, I have not seen. Not evaluated. Mohad arabhyate, because of delusion, I started that. That is tamasik karma. What is sattvik karma? Sattvik karta. Mukta sango anambadi dhritta utsaha samanvitam siddhyo siddhyo nirvikara karta sattvik uchyate. The sattvik karta is mukta sanga. Mukta sanga, without attachment to the body or action. Anambadi, no boasting. Anambadi. Dhriti, dhriti means fortitude. Utsaha, with enthu, he is doing his niyat karma. Siddhi, asiddhya, nirvikara, whether he is successful or not successful, nirvikara. There is no change in his quietitude of his mind. Nirvikara, there is no change in mind. When we become successful, what happens? You throw a party. And if you are demoted, if you are promoted, party. Demoted, you shut yourself, depressed. Karta Satvik Uchite. Who is a Rajasik Karta? Ragi Karm Phal Prepsu Lubdo Hinsatmako Asuchi Harsa Soka Samanita Karta Rajas Partita Ragi, who is attached to the body and the karma is a Ragi. And Karm Phal Prepsu, he desires, I want this. You have to test yourself whether in which category in which you are standing. Okay? Karma phala prepsu, lubdha greedy, hinsatmak, ready to harm others, asuchi, impure inside and outside, and harsa soka samanvita, harsa elated and soka depressed, samanvita, karta rajas prakritita. Most of the people are in this queue. Ayukta prakrita stabda satho naiskrito alasa visadi dirga sutricha karta tamasuchyate. This is tamasik karta. Ayukta, unsteady. Prakrita, uncultured. Stabda, stubborn. Satha, ready to cheat others. Naiskrita is ready to destroy the livelihood of others also. Alasa, lazy, visadi, always sorrowful. You will find such people in the society, always sorrowful. Kuch bhi ho jaye, it's always sorrowful. Dirgha sutri, always postponing. Kahe nahi satsang mein aate ho bhai? Kal se aayenge. Dirgha sutri. That kal tomorrow never happens. Then Lord said, buddhi vedam dhitisheva gunastrividam srinu pochyamanam asesena prithaktvena dhananjaya. Oh dhananjaya, I am going to tell about the buddhi and the dhriti. These are also of three types, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. What is sattvic buddhi? Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha karya karya bhayave bandham mocham cha yaveti buddhi sa parthik sattviki. That buddhi is sattvic, pravritti, one who knows the pravritti, that means the pursuit, the one who knows the karma yoga. Nivritti, one buddhi that knows the nivritti, means sannyas also knows. Karya, akarya means kartabhya, karya means kartabhya karma. What is my duty? A karya which not to be done. Buddhi, bhaya means fear. Abhaya means fearless. Whenever there is a rag, there is an attachment, there is a fear. Wherever you have got the attachment, you have got a fear, I may lose it. Abhaya, whenever there is a vairagya, there is abhaya. Fearlessness will come. Bandha moksha yaveti, bondage and liberation. That buddhi which knows that is sattvic. What is rajasik buddhi, yaya dharma dharmam cha karyam cha akaryam eva cha ayathavat prajanati buddhi sa partha rajasi, yaya dharma adharma, not knowing clearly what is dharma, what is adharma, what is karya, what is akarya, what I should not do, and ayathavat, I am not clear, I have got a doubt, I have got a confusion, that buddhi is parthi. That purti is rajasi. Adharmam dharmam iti yamanate tamasabrita sarvatan viparintans buddhi sa partha tamasi. Tamasi buddhi. Adharma is dharma. A tamasic buddhi will say that whatever is not to be done is to be done. Adharma is dharma. Janami dharma namaye pravritti, janami adharma namache nivritti. This is the statement by Duryodhan. Duryodhan says, janami dharma, I know what is good. But namaye pravritti, I will not do that. Janami me adharma, I know what is adharma also. But I can't leave that. Tamasik buddhi. Then dhriti, dhritya yaya dharate mana prana indra kriya yogena abhyavicharinya dhriti sa partha sattviki. Dhriti means fortitude, holding on. Once you have decided that I will take this action, holding on to that decision is called the dhriti, fortitude. Dhritya yaya dharate mana prana indra kriya. So if you are able to hold on to your mind, prana, indriya, your senses, kriya, your actions. If you want moksha, then you will have to do these four things. You have to control your mind. Mind is roaming outside. You have to control your pranas. Pranas means energy. Whole energy is being employed outside in the world. Indriya, our senses are roaming outside in the world. kriya, all our actions are outside and the goal is inside. By nature, your mana, prana, indriya and kriya all are extrovert. We are all traveling outside and the goal is inside. So what we have to do? You have to control these senses and you have to take a turn inside. Then you will reach. That dhriti is called the sattvic. What is rajasic dhriti? Yayatu dharma kamarthana dhritya dharate arjuna prasangai ne palakanchi dhriti sa partha rajasi. That dhriti is rajasi, which is used in dharma, kam and earth. There are four pursar. Dharma, artha, kam and moksha. In the sattvic, it is moksha. If you are trying for the moksha, that dhriti is sattvic. If you are trying for dharma, artha and kam, that is rajasic dhriti. We are all standing in rajasic dhriti. Yaya sapnam bhayam sokam visadam madam evcha na vipanchiti dev durmeda dhriti sa partha samsi. That dhriti is tamasi. You see, dhriti is also needed in the tamas also. If you are committing any sin, there also you need dhriti. I am going to rob a bank. So dhriti is needed, na? To rob the bank. That is tamasic dhriti. Now Lord says, sukham tidani trividam chrunu me bhartar sabha abhyasad ramate yatra dukhantam na nigachiti. That sukham is also, there are three types, sattvic sukh, rajasic sukh, and tamasic sukh. What is sattvic sukh? Yattad agre visame pariname amrutopamam tat sukham sattvikam proktam atma buddhi prasadajam. What is sattvic sukh? It says yattad agre visamam. In the beginning it is like poison, but the result will be amrit. You will get immortality. What is the example? Example is that if I ask all of you, do you want rebirth? You will say, no, we had enough in this life. We don't want again birth. Okay, for that you have to do sadhana. What sadhana? You have to get up in Brahma Muhurat. What is Brahma Muhurat? It is 2 hours, 24 or 25 minutes before sunrise. Sunrise nahi dekha hai? You want us to wake up before sunrise? So doing sadhana in Brahma Muhurat is like Vishmi. It's very, very difficult. But what will the result? Amrit. You will get Amrit one day. So that is sattvic sukh. And that you get Atma Buddhi Prasadajam. That sukh is of Atma. What is rajasic sukh? We all know this thing, rajasic sukh. Very well we know. Vishe Indriya Sangota Yad Agre Amritopam. Amritopamam. When the sense organs come in contact with the sense object, then we get a sukh. That sukh is called rajasic sukh. Pariname visame, but ultimately it will give you dukkha. A student at the time of appearing in the exam, if he starts seeing the TV serial, when he sees the TV serial, he gets the sukh immediately. But pariname, what will be the pariname, what will be the result? Big zero in the exam. Visamiva, whole life gone. What is tamasik sukha? Yad agre cha anubandhe cha sukham mohanatmana nidra alasya pramadottam tat tamasam udaritam. That which is in the beginning, anubandhe at the end, is deludes a person, and which is we get from nidra, sleep, alasya, laziness, and pramad. Pramad means heedlessness, carelessness. You see, the sleep is not criticized here. Sleep, not always it is tamasic. We all need at least 6 hours, 7 hours sleep for rejuvenating our body. That is good. But we'll find people anytime, anywhere. That is tamasic. Alasya, don't want to do anything. Pramad, kuch bhi bolo. Heedless, careless. That is tamasik. Na tadasti prithivyam va divi devesu va punah satyam prakriti sahi jai muktam yadevi syat trivir gunai. There is nobody in this world who is not covered by this three guna. Nobody in this world. Everybody is affected and in the control of three guna, satya, rajas, tamas. Why? Because the body is made of satya, rajas, and tamas. Whole world is made of satya, rajas, and tamas. So everybody is covered by satya, rajas, and tamas. The Lord says, because of the satya, rajas, and tamas, I have created four castes, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, and Shudra. It is based on satya, rajas, and tamas. Now Lord is going to tell what is the karma or the business or the quality of Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, and Shudra. Brahman, Kshatri, Vishyam, Visham, Shudram, Cha, Parantapa, Karmani, Pravivaktani, Svabhava, Prabhavai, Gunai. All their karma or their qualities are all according to the Satya, Rajas, and Tamas. In the case of Brahman, Lord gives nine qualities of a Brahman. Samo, Damas, Tapas, Cha, Usam, Chanti, Rajam, Evacha, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikyam, Brahma, Karma, Svabhavajam. Who is a Brahman? He said the nine qualities. Sama. What is sama? Control of mind. Dama, control of senses. Tapa. Now what is the definition of tapa? I told you in the beginning. Yajna dana tapa. It is not your fault. In Bhagavat it is said in Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga. Everybody's intellect is mandabuddhi. You know? It's a manufacturing defect. In Kali Yuga. So nothing can be done. So only you have to repeat it again and again and again and again. So, manasya indriyanam ekagram paramam tapa. Mana and indriya, when you are able to control them, it is called the param tapa. It is very difficult because they are habituated to go outside. Manasya indriyanam, always they go outside in the world. And we have to control and redirect inside. They are habituated of going outside. So we have to control and turn them to inside. It's a very difficult job. So that is tapa. Saucham, saucham means purity inside and outside. Shantim, shantim means forgiveness. And arjavam, arjavam means straightforward. Straightforward means whatever you are thinking, whatever you are speaking and whatever you are doing should be in one line. But in society you will find the people think something, they will speak something and they will do. But for a Brahman, this should be the quality, arjavam. Jnanam, vijnanam, astikyam. Jnanam, the knowledge should be there. Vijnanam, the experience of that knowledge should be there. Astikyam, there should be faith in the Lord. These are the nine qualities of a Brahman. And Kshatri has got the seven qualities. Sauryam, tejo, dhriti, daksham, yuddhe, cha, api, apalayanam. Danam, ishwara, bhavasya, chhatram, karma, svahabhajam. Sauryam, valor. Tej should be there, dhriti, fortitude should be there, daksham, dexterity should be there, yuddhe cha api apalayanam. From the yuddha he should not run away. Arjun wanted to run away from the yuddha and he was a kshatriya. The quality of kshatriya, Lord says, apalayanam. Danam, ishwar bhavasya, danam, he should give charity also. Ishwar bhav, lordliness, rulership, controlling. All our IAS officers are all Kshatriya. They have got the power to control. Ishwar Bhavasya. That is the karma of Kshatriya. Krishi Gaurachya Vanijyam Vaishya Karma Swahabjam. What the Vaishya should do? Krishi Gaurachya, protection of cow. Vanijya. Vanijya means trading. Business, commerce. Paricharatmak Karma Sudra Syapi Swahabjam. And the serving the all three is called Sudra. How then Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra can come out of this? All Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra are covered by Satya, Rajas and Tamas. They are all affected. They are all bound by Satya, Rajas and Tamas. How each one of them can come out of their bondage? Lord says, Sve Sve Karmana Abhirata Sansiddhi Vilavate Nara Sva Karma Nirata Siddhi Yatha Bindhiti Tarasa. You have to do your duty, Brahman has to do the Brahman duty, Sudra has to do the Sudra duty. And if they do their duty, they can come out of it. How? Yatta pravritti bhutanam yena sarmidam tatam swakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim bindati manava. You can be successful only in one way, you have got no other choice. Yatha pravritti bhutanam, because of which you are able to act in the world. Who is helping you to act in the world? The consciousness, the Atman in you is helping you to act in the world. And that Atman, yena sarvam idam tatam, and that Atman pervade, that Brahman pervade the whole world. Swakarmanam tam abhyarche, by your karma, you worship that entity. Swakarmana abhyarcham. Lord is not talking of doing the puja of Lord Krishna and you do 108 times archana. No. That archana can happen only in half hour. We are supposed to do the archana 24 hours. How can we do it 24 hours? Each action should be our worship to the Lord. Which Lord? The Lord which has given us that power to act in the world. You cannot move your finger without His power. So, Lord said, for Him you do all your actions. Except the human being, all beings in the world, they act for the Lord. Except human being. All beings are computerized and they all work for the Lord. Think on this, meditate on this. Only Lord has given us the freedom to act in the world as we wish. Others have got no wish. The mango tree has got no